The Track of Sand by Andrea Camilleri.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
1. He opened his eyes and immediately closed them again. For some time now, he had been sort of refusing to wake up in the morning. It was not, however, to prolong any pleasurable dreams, which he was having fewer and fewer of these days. No. It was a pure and simple desire to remain just a little while longer inside the dark well of sleep, warm and deep, hidden at the very bottom, where it would be impossible for anyone to find him. But he knew he was irremediably awake. And so, with his eyes still sealed, he started listening to the sound of the sea. The sound was ever so slight that morning, almost a rustling of leaves, always repeating, always the same. A sign that the surf, coming and going, was breathing calmly. The day therefore promised to be a good one, without wind. He opened his eyes, looked at the clock. 7. As he was about to get up, a dream he'd had came back to him. But he could remember only a few confused, disconnected images. An excellent excuse to delay getting up a little longer. Stretching back out, he closed his eyes again, trying to put the scattered snapshots in order.